ragtime, literally meaning ragged time. The left hand is an orderly 4/4 meter, the way things used to be in white America. The right hand spins jazzy syncopations around the beat. Something's coming, something new, something provocative. What better metaphor could there be for the changing face of America at the turn of the last century? And what better way to start this whistle-stop tour through the stage works of one of America's most resourceful and unpredictable writing duos? The music is Stephen Flaherty's, the words by Lynn Ahrens. And this was the advent of a musical masterpiece. When Lynn Ahrens first presented that lyric for the title song of Ragtime to her composer, he thought there were blanks that still needed filling in. La, 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 la. But, of course, it was finished and it was perfect. This was white America blithely enjoying its privileges. La, 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 la. Ladies with parasols, fellows with tennis balls. There were gazebos and there were no Negroes. How's that for a left hook? Ahrens knew all about the importance of being lethally succinct from her days of writing advertising copy. She's one of the few lyricists around who actually enjoys the process of cutting and streamlining material. In her own words, she strives for invisibility and clarity, and to that end, she's happy throwing stuff out. Stephen Flaherty gets more attached to the many styles of music he embraces, but together they instinctively know what works and what needs to be done. They met in 1982. He'd got the bus from the Midwest and headed straight for the BMI, that hallowed institution where lonely composers go to meet eligible lyricists. Ragtime was more than a decade away, but Steve and Lynn had found each other and were raring to go. Their first produced show was a farce. No, that's not a criticism, that's a fact. A farce called Lucky Stiff. Remember the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo? Here's a breathless reminder.
Something funny's going on, and it isn't very pretty. This is how it all began,
with the murder of a man.
Whoops.
In Atlantic City.
And a chase and a lovely foreign place.
Lovely foreign place.
Lovely, lovely foreign place.
Ah!
And the body isn't cold yet. In New Jersey.
The story that you're about to hear is strange, we know. And things like this don't happen every day. But there's a little saying and it's apropos. Where there's a will,
where there's a will,
where there's a will, there's a way.
Nephew Harry, this is my last will and testament. I hope it finds you in better health than it does me.
Something funny's going on. There's an awful lot of action.
And a physical attraction. And a lot of dogs.
There's a fortune to be won.
And a woman with a gun.
And the body of a man.
And an axe about to fall.
On one unsuspecting fellow.
In the middle of it all.
Well, that's clear then. British shoe salesman Harry inherits $6 million from an American uncle he's never met. On one condition, he has to take uncle, or rather his corpse, on one last vacation, to Monte Carlo. And as if that isn't problematic enough, there are those staking their own claims on Uncle's fortune. Among them, Miss Annabel Glick from the Universal Dogs Home, Uncle's favourite charity. Her bone of contention, so to speak, is put to poor Harry in no uncertain manner. It's the dogs versus you.
You see, there are dogs in despair who need shelter and care and who don't have a bone to chew. You have pink satin sheets, they spend nights on the streets. It's the dogs, the dogs, it's the dogs versus you.
What?
We are down on our knees, braving rabies and fleas. It's a job someone has to do. We need food, we need tags, doggy toys, doggy bags for the dogs. The dogs, it's the dogs versus you. How I wish you could meet the needy dogs I've known.
Oh, please.
How much good you could do in the greater New York area alone. Picture one hungry hound.
No.
Picture pups at the pound.
No.
Or a poor little lost shih tzu.
Who?
Think of beagles who beg.
No.
St. Bernards with no keg. It's the dogs.
I hate dogs.
You hate dogs.
Oh, how I wish
needy dogs
you could see
hungry
the
dogs
kind of life I've had.
25,000 starving dogs.
You think
save the dogs?
I'll go back. You're absolutely positively mad.
I'm prepared.
So am I.
This is do,
do or die.
It's so nice.
And you
versus me.
After you.
Well, Stephen Flaherty reckons that's the silliest thing he's ever written. Lynn Ahrens isn't about to disagree. But is there a ballad struggling to get out of that sing-songy refrain? For sure there is. Flaherty had countless ballads waiting in the wings. Lucky Stiff was great fun, but as he puts it, he had several years of emotion locked inside of him. He remembers one of the reviews for Lucky Stiff commenting, "It's a shame Mr. Flaherty can't write ballads." Oh, really?
Who knows how high those mountains climb? Who knows how deep those rivers flow? Knows how wrong a dream can go. Timoon, I won't be there to guide your way, to braid your hair or dry your tears, as we have done these many.
Some other boy to say, some other life that you can share. Your heart is young, new dreams are everywhere. Choose your dreams with
that number, T-Moon, from Flaherty and Aaron's 1990 hit, Once on This Island, which won them an Olivier Award for Best Musical, typifies Stephen Flaherty's lyric nature as a composer. As a song, it underpins what he describes as a beautiful scene on the page. Aaron's wrote book and lyrics for this show, and that scene